Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I would say we're the only show in the country this morning doing plant chat.
Plant chat?
Yeah, find out what that is in an hour from now.
Plant chat. All right. Everybody else is doing Snapchat.
Yeah.
We're doing plant chat.
Plant chat. Yeah.
That's
find out all
say.
You need.
Plant
find
chat.
Out. Plant chat. Yeah, that's tough. Find out all you need to know about plants.
Okay.
Only from our show. Coming up in about an hour. We also got a part-time Justin with his new part-time job coming up in about 20 minutes. But we got to jump into the Bumble.
Oh, boy.
I'm diving in.
Jenna has been coordinating Big Al Mac's Bumble account.
Well, she's done the whole thing. She opened it.
Well, a little bit.
Set it up.
You're giving me way too much credit.
Swiping.
I just set up the profile, selected some photos that were already shared on his Facebook, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go through any of your private photos. I was actually pretty responsible. And anyway, me and a couple of the guys in the office have been swiping around, but it's on Elle's phone. So I'm not getting to communicate as thoroughly as I would like with some of these matches because he leaves with his phone and Al says he has not explored Bumble online.
I believe him.
You have it, Al?
I have not.
We have some matches this morning, Al, so let's get to it because tonight you're having an event at your bar and we thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to invite a girl by.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's just go through them and see. We have, these girls are all babes though, so I think it just kind of depends on if you like blonde, brunette, or black.
And I know what you're wondering, Kid Nation. Why would you guys set up a date for Big Al Mac on a night he's having an event? Well, it's because here's how many people are going to be there. So it's going to be fine.
It's actually going to be really intimate. It's going to be Big Al, his date, and midget wrestling.
Yeah, the wrestler.
There you go.
But Al, the ladies love the lines. I put in some of your things you said.
Okay.
And I just made your bio, for instance.
Yeah, give me some examples because I forgot.
Okay.
I forgot what I said.
Let's see. Well, your profile says.
Is it still a picture of me and Al with our crop tops?
Did he finally get a real picture?
Al's
profile reads, it's you and Al with crop tops, Al getting kissed by Blake Shelton, Al with Salma Hayek, Curtis in Al's car, and then a fat booth. Al had this photo of him having done Fat Booth, the app on his phone, so his face is huge.
That was from my wedding, I think.
But Al's bio reads, I got the bubble guts. That's something he had said as soon as we talked about Bumble.
Famous Big Al quotes, yeah.
These are famous quotes.
Like now. I got the bubble guts again.
Yeah, sorry, Al.
How about that? Got the bubble guts again.
Okay, going on Al's bio.
We'll talk about that later.
These are just little quips Al had when I made this. Hot is good. Not hot is not so good.
All right.
Don't want any more kids. Must have job and a face. Those are just some things that you said those things. So I put
the bar
them
pretty
in your
high.
Bio.
Yeah,
you did.
That's exactly, Jenna. And Caroline wrote and said a job and a face, pretty high standards.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And she's hot.
Okay.
Ella wrote, fat face app picture is solid. Also, I have a job and a face. Greatness.
Right. Oh, she has a job and a face.
Job and a face.
She does marketing at, it looks like a TV company.
Whoa.
And
she is
only 10 miles away from you. She's into drinks and airplanes
and
burgers.
Okay.
So it looks like you guys are a perfect match.
The drinks and the burgers, yeah.
Drinks and the burgers. And who knows, I may buy a plane.
She's your type, too. She's a babe.
All right.
She's an absolute babe.
Okay.
And then we also have Kenny.
Kenny.
A girl, a hot chick.
You know girls with guy names.
Hot is always good.
Always hot.
Winky face. Hey there, ..
Oh,
so this is just ripe for response, Al.
Yeah.
So in Bumble, the girl is the one that has to start the conversation.
The thing,
right?
There's another match in the queue, and she's hot, too, but she hasn't said anything yet. So I can't speak. Like, I can't say anything to the ones that haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
Girls have to talk first, but this is cool. All these girls have reached out.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we're going to have to pick.
Between those two?
Okay, so what would you guys like me to say?
Well, let Al, in his own words, what would you like to say? Like, hey, what you up to tonight?
Tell me what I'm responding to, and I'll tell you.
The fat face app picture's solid. I have a job and a face. Okay. Greatness.
Okay.
Bring your face.
Tell her that's actually not the fat face booth. That's my real face.
No,
I'm going to ask her. No. The whole point. Al's like.
Oh, man, that's
not funny.
Sorry,
sorry, Mike.
I was just.
Then I'd like to meet your face in person. It doesn't mean anything.
How about bring your face to my bar tonight?
Yeah, right. That's fine. Yeah. Right. I like that.
There you go. Bring your face to the place. It needs to rhyme.
Okay. I think that's terrible, but I'll do it.
Al rhymes. Yeah. That's what he does.
Like bring your face to my place.
There you go.
Yeah. My bar.
Tonight.
Because it sounds like he's being creepy and inviting her over to the apartment. Yeah. Not yet.
I hope she's listening to us writing this message right now.
Do they respond pretty quickly? Can you see if they're typing or seeing it?
No, I don't know.
You can't get the three dots?
Like on the text?
I hate the three dots.
Oh, man. It makes me so anxious.
And then we get three dots and then
nothing. And then it disappears. And then nothing comes in.
What time?
7:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring your face to my place.
What are the odds Al is late to his
first
date?
Do I offer her anything for free?
admission. I mean, I won't charge you to come in.
It's a date.
Get free drinks?
He's paying for everything.
Sure,
it's a date.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's a date. She kind of can assume that.
Yeah.
No, not these days. It's not always, paid for.
I got that. That's fine. Free drinks at my place with your face.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, Al.
There you go. Thanks, JC. Thanks, JC.
You've been out of the game for like 4 years and you still got it.
Still got it, man.
Okay. So I'm not going to... I think I'm going to message all of them, though, right?
Just to see which one strikes.
Come be a group date, and then you could do like a bachelor, bachelorette type thing.
Because, well, that's a possibility, but usually it's going to be...
What?
Laughing at Kelly.
Waiting to get to the end of this break.
It's okay, Kelly. We only got a couple minutes.
I'm laughing at Kelly.
10 more minutes. So, I think I've got lip sweat.
We'll get to that. So either...
Can we get to it another break?
Chances are only one's going to show up.
Okay. That's who do you want me to message as the number two?
Okay. We don't need sound effects.
Number two.
Don't need sound effects.
This girl talked about...
Happy birthday, Alan.
He knows. He knows, and he's very sympathetic, actually.
I know he is, because he's a great dude.
Okay, go ahead, Jenna. I'm sorry.
This girl says you look solid.
Okay, what do I say to that, Kelly? As solid as...
Thank you. Can you please... Yeah, thank
Kelly,
you.
Kelly, hot is always good. Hey there. I'm just going to do the copy and paste, right? That's what you guys do. Yeah.
But what if like two or three show up?
That's the funny part.
That's cool.
Back in the day, that would not be a problem.
Group date.
Yeah, how are you going to toggle that?
That's like The Bachelor, group date.
I got this.
Yeah, he can do this.
I got this.
There's lovely girls texting in, too, with their pictures I see on 800-543-3548.
I might be able to use you guys for the date I set up, because this is Jenna's date set up right now.
Yeah, you can do the texters.
Yeah, and you're doing the emailers, and Jenna's doing the bumblers.
All right.
Oh, we got everything's covered
now. This is best because of vicinity.
Yeah,
we have it set to 5 miles because that's as far as Al's willing to travel.
I'm not traveling more than 5-6 miles.
Scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable is this making you, Al?
This is about a 10.
About a 10.
Kelly, how uncomfortable are you right now?
Same.
All right. To switch topics.
Kelly's on her tiptoes. Squinching.
Stop it. Why do you keep talking?
Hear how Big Al's potential group date goes tomorrow. Hopefully at least one shows up.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope they drive or else I'll have to drop some off.
Yeah. And hear how part-time Justin does with his new part-time job coming up next. And here... what else do we have coming up, Al?
It's a big show today, JC. I mean,
we got Whatever Wednesday coming up.
We're going to do some tidbits.
So much stuff.
Wednesday already?
Yeah.
We got
Plant Chat.
What letters to Kelly?
Showbiz Top 5's coming up.
Oh, my God. What store are you working on, Kelly?
Nothing right now. Not a thing.
All right.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, part-time Justin.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Boy, no. How come you call everyone girl?
Because it's just what you say. Hey, girl.
No, I don't say that.
Why can't you say, hey, boy?
Hey, boy. What's up?
No, what's up, dude?
I like girl. It's fine.
Oh, hey, dude.
And I'm not calling you a girl. I'm just like, what's up, girl?
What's up, girl?
What's up, Gert?
What's up, girl?
No, say Gert. No, what's no,
up,
L.
What's up, girl?
What's up, Gert?
See, that's better because I don't know what you're saying.
What's up, Gert?
What's up, Gert? Try it, Kelly.
What's up, girl?
Yes, stop.
Yes.
So I've been doing well.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, we were wondering how you were doing.
Yeah, we were wondering.
It's still hot. My truck. with no AC.
Oh, okay.
You haven't gotten it fixed yet, huh?
Hey, yeah, it'll be fall before you know it.
You're waiting for payday, right?
I'm waiting. Ooh, yes, I am, and it's coming this Friday.
You
and so
shut me down. Didn't even wait for me to offer to help.
I know.
No, I would. See, I would, but I need to grow up, Kelly.
Yes, you do.
I do. I am 23 years old. Yeah. It's time to, like, be an adult, stop drinking every night.
Yeah.
You know,
don't do that, especially if you drink at your friend's bar.
Huh?
Just don't stop doing that.
Of course not. No, especially if the tab is open on you. Okay?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
But luckily, I got a part time job.
You did?
Really?
Not just this one. Another one.
Yes. This is a full time job, JC. My name is just part time Jesse.
Gotcha.
But I got a part time job.
Gotta pay for that AC.
We're gonna have to change your name to Overtime Jesse.
Yeah. I know. I'm working overtime in this heat. This heat is no joke. But I got a job at Pinpoint Merchandising out in Irving, Texas.
Yeah.
It's a creative apparel and merchandise manufacturing company.
Oh, apparel, huh?
Apparel, clothing. So I got to design my own shirt.
Oh, nice. Design.
I know. Design.
Now, before we get into you working there, we got to get into your theme song to launch into the
shoot.
Bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, girl.
It's time for Justin's part-time job bit.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Because I got bills to pay.
Oh, wait. Oh, it started. No, one more time. One more time.
You
missed
on.
It. I missed it. I'm
Tell
so
when
sorry.
You come in.
Missed it. No, I got it. I got it.
It's your song.
I'm so sorry.
He was enjoying it.
Yeah, he was just dancing.
I was dancing.
That's great radio.
Yeah, it doesn't translate on the radio.
Oh, my God. Let's start that over.
Great dancing. Horrible singing. All right, here we go.
The kind of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. Type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yeah.
You know what? That was
That's probably your best performance.
That's the
best one ever.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Hey. Sauce on it.
Salty over
I just feel it. You know,
yeah, you're feeling good.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So you were working and an apparel company, meaning you got to create whatever you wanted to create?
A creative apparel, yeah. You come up with your own design, and you get to put it on any shirts,
that's
pants,
cool.
Well, that makes
leggings.
You a customer, not an employee.
But I got to do it for free, and I got to learn how to do it.
Okay.
Okay, so you were, so you processed the order.
Yeah, it was like a training, so I got paid for training.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Let's see how Justin's quote-unquote training went.
All right. I get to come up with my own t-shirt idea.
You do?
Yes.
Because I haven't done it for you.
Okay. All right. I've got a couple of t-shirt ideas. What about a shirt that automatically finds everybody's nipple? See, I think it's going to be the next best idea since this fidget spinner.
What? Give me something different.
How about a picture of some groceries on my butt?
Okay, so if you can give me a picture of you twerking.
Oh, I got him. I got a file.
Here's what we can do. We can get you on the computer, and we can find a bag of groceries and put it on your butt.
I want it big and plump like a peach. I want to look like I represent the state of Georgia.
Booty, 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 rock it everywhere. I found you, Miss New Booty. Give it together, bring it back to me.
Have you ever twerked in your life before?
Once, and I failed it.
Well, a bachelor party?
I don't talk about it.
Okay, all right, guys. What it goes is get your pants up.
They're
twerking. I'm showing them how to twerk. There you go. There you go. Wiggle it.
These are a whole bunch of grown men.
Look at this. Look at it. It's a bubble. There you go. Shake it. Hey.
All right. So, hey, twerking's over. Let's go make the shirt.
All right. Oh, my gosh. What is that going to do? So, is that whiteout ink? Look at that. Oh, my gosh. My imagination right here. Is this how Donatella Versace feels? Or Coco Chanel, Abercrombie and Fitch, American Eagle, Tommy Hilfiger? Oh, this is how they feel.
What? My groceries are out?
You can find the shirt online at KidNation.com for $97. Crisp runway music, please.
Yes, the shirt has been made. Enter. Come on.
You first made the shirt.
$97?
Yes. Oh, is that it right there? Oh,
we have a model. Her name is Anna Castillo.
Wait, why is it so whited out?
Flapping. It's hard to see. I need you to stop talking so I can sell this shirt.
Okay.
Look at all these coupons. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. 30% off of a whole chicken, but how much were them legs? Look how she styles it with the 90s look. Fanny pack.
Very nice.
Yes. Okay, you don't have to be just the guy to wear this shirt. Okay.
Look at you.
Wear this to the gym to twerk out.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Anna. Next model. Okay. Oh. Usually you're supposed to look at the model.
Oh, wow.
Look at the model.
Hold
yes.
On,
ma'am.
Oh,
here we go. Lacy with some fur over the shoulders. You ain't going to see this cold shoulder today. Okay.
Wow.
Look at her looking so fine.
You cut the shirt.
Yes.
Is that a sleeveless? Is that a tube top?
It's a tube over a dress.
Yeah. That looks nice.
Night, evening. Okay, Lacy.
Wow.
Yes.
Very
attention.
Nice.
Now, is that a legit tube or did she just tuck the sleeves
in? She tucked it in.
Okay. So it's not a tube top.
Improvise.
Oh,
attention,
gorgeous
shoppers. We have a dime on aisle number 65.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Thank
there's
you
more.
There's more?
And here comes
wait,
Anne.
What?
Someone's
last
coming in with a shopping
not
cart.
Least. Okay.
Oh, it's the homeless look.
Oh, my
somebody's
gosh
trash is another man's treasure, and that's exactly what Amy did.
Oh,
push
sure
that shopping cart, girl.
I wonder what the shopping cart
was
doing.
She has a skirt made out of groceries.
Homeless.
Yes.
Love it.
Here's
I
some groceries, this honey.
This is like a Project Runway
question
challenge.
Yeah.
I leave my groceries in my bag.
Yes.
Oh,
question.
Yes, JC.
Where did you get that shopping cart from? And
I didn't ask. I put it in my truck. I'm going to return
asked
it. No, I didn't. I'm going to return it.
Oh, my gosh. You stole? That's stealing.
I didn't steal. It's boring. I'm going to return it.
Oh,
that's
my
stealing
goodness.
That's stealing.
Justin. You can't steal for the show.
I didn't steal. I'm returning it today.
I tell you, I am digging the garbage bag.
I know.
That's gorgeous.
She put that together.
That's so
she did
nice
that?
Yes.
So
she needs to audition for Tim Gunn.
But
oh, my gosh. She's like the doggy poop bag carrier of my dreams right now.
The only reason that skirt looked good, though, was because of the shirt.
Well, oh, yeah. That shirt.
Oh, yeah,
that's
shirt
what we're trying to
that's
sell.
Right. Okay. Oh,
what was
sorry
the shirt again?
This. Bam,
oh, you're
bam,
wearing
honey
it.
Okay.
Oh, you got the men's
okay
version.
Look at this.
I so like the black
Justin
one.
Justin with a lot of groceries on his butt.
On a butt.
Why did
not
you go with
photoshopped
a,
here.
Why did you go with a black and white image?
Because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
With
cheaper
color.
Manufacturing.
It's cheaper with
and
one color.
And it goes with everything.
Jenna had her groceries all out in Miami.
Her butt.
What, why are you all of a sudden getting choked up?
Yeah, you're about to cry.
Do you miss my groceries?
Sounds like I'm trying to sell something that y'all ain't trying to buy.
Okay,
so you're profiting off the sales of this, obviously.
I was thinking I was.
Why are you putting glasses on now?
Because y'all are being so shady.
Why are we being shady? We love the fashion show.
Do y'all like the shirt?
I'm going to be honest with you. I like it, but I think we could probably do better.
I mean, I like it. I'd rock it, probably.
I love it. I just wish the image was in color. That's all.
If I were given this opportunity, I would have probably come up with something a little bit different.
So
I'm not saying necessarily better, but it would have been,
no, it'd have been
different.
Better.
Justin, this is coming
more commercially, viable.
Right. What's inventory like?
Inventory, I got 4 shirts. One of them is a tank top right now.
And he's wearing one of them. I think all the models are wearing the other one.
It's a limited edition, okay? There's only 4 out there, so
Justin,
get them while they're hot.
We actually have Mark Cuban from Shark Tank in the back.
If y'all think y'all can find can design a better shirt, then
probably.
Then let's see. I got this shirt done at Pinpoint Merchandising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will you guys. You have 3 weeks to get this done. To design 1 week to design it, one week to edit it, and then post it online, okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then we're gonna have a contest to see who sells the most shirts.
Whoever sells the most has the best design.
And whoever sells the most gets to keep all the money?
Oh, all the money from all 4?
I'm just asking.
That'd be pretty cool.
All right.
The satisfaction of being the best fashion designer.
No.
I only do stuff for money now.
To quote Jenna, this milk ain't free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I gave it at a discount for too long.
Groceries. Yeah, thank you.
I'm poor now.
Yeah. I like this, though. I like this.
All right. And Justin's going to compete against us with this grocery thing.
I like that shirt.
Thank you, Jenna.
That's
thank
nice
you very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are y'all ready to lose or what?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think I can come up with something a little bit better now.
I need to think. I'm going to discuss it with my husband.
Oh, really?
Hello, I'm Alan.
Yes. He works in marketing, and
he might be able to
come up with a great idea.
And he draws. No, you can't use outside resources.
Yes, you can.
He says.
You didn't. No one said you could phone a friend.
In fact,
you got groceries on your shirt. Yeah. Are those your groceries? Nope.
Kid Nation, you can help us out if you want to hit us up and tell us what you think we should be doing.
Yeah.
Justin, don't be all mad just because you already came up with your design. We still got plenty of time. We got a week.
Well, I can't wait to judge as hard as y'all did my shirt.
We won't have you in for that.
Oh. Actually, no, I'm really excited to see. I'm really excited. Y'all are so creative. Most excited for Big Al's.
Why?
Because it's going to be last minute put together.
No, it's not. I've designed a couple of shirts before. When I first opened my first bar in Mexico, remember, Callie? I had a guy actually come up with the logo. I paid this guy $1,500, I believe it was. He gave me several choices, and I selected the one that we used, Big Al and Redneck Steve's beer bucket.
Word for management just came in, Al. You cannot use your bar on the shirt.
Well, I won't use this opportunity. Maybe the bar will just be in the background.
No, see, you can't do that. So there's that. We'll throw that in there. All right, Justin, we'll start creating these shirts.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Take us out with your song, please.
Okay. Type of job I need to get cause I got bills to pay. Type of job I need to get cause I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you wanna put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yeah.
What? So you can buy groceries.
Yes.
Well, the first one was on point.
Yeah. The first one was.
First one was on point.
Thank you, Jeff. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Thanks for joining us on the Wednesday edition of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Day.
Got my boy Big Al Mack over here who's got a big wrestling match at his bar and potentially group date going on. Got Jenna over to my left who had problems opening up her sleeping bottle last night.
No, sleep water.
Sleep
dream
water.
Water.
Sleep
dream water. Dream water. The stuff I've been trying to see if it works. Natural sleep aid.
Yeah, and we'll catch up with what her mom's been up to here in about 20 minutes. And then right in front of me, we got Kelly Raspberry, who is our love expert. How are you feeling, Kelly?
Much better, thank you.
Much better?
You. Yes.
Clear-headed?
A lot of anxiety earlier.
Sure, of
but
course.
I'm good.
Yes. My name's JC. I have a river in front of my house now. I had a broken pipe.
Oh, yes. the Chavez River.
Built my house.
Yeah, we're taking care of it today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Home warranty? Looking into it. Thank you. We do have one.
Looking into it?
Looking into it. Mm. You know how they always say, oh, yeah, that's definitely not covered. Everything you need covered is not covered.
Never covered under the
warranty. That's right. But, Kelly, now that you're clear-headed, let's get to it. It is Wednesday.
Here we go.
It's time to give some great love advice with...
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 29 and have been married to my husband for 2 years. My husband's best friend just got engaged, and we couldn't be more excited for him. He and his new fiance are awesome. We get together often. However, for the bachelor party, they're going to Las Vegas, and I don't know how I feel about this. I trust these guys, but I'm just like, why Vegas? It makes me a little uncomfortable. Am I being immature? Am I obsessed and overthinking this?
Yes.
Would there be no point in even talking to him about this since I would never tell him he couldn't go to this friend's bachelor party? Is this where I just have to keep my mouth shut and let the guys have fun? Liz.
Well, you trust him. And it's just like, it's just a rite of passage. Yeah. Some guys, that's their ultimate go to Vegas thing. Trust him. No, it's not always like that. I would completely trust Alan. I would never doubt his faithfulness, you know, when you're that secure. So, I mean, it's like you can kind of maybe gently nudge him like, oh, going off to be a bad boy. Don't do anything to, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, let him go. Don't nag him and make him feel guilty about it.
The guy's
going
to cheat. He's going to cheat, right?
Exactly. Well, he doesn't have to be in Vegas.
And, look, you would like to think that you made the right choice in choosing the right man and that he's going to treat you right and not do that to you when he goes to Vegas.
Yes.
And it's normal to feel that way. If somebody goes to a party place, it's normal that you feel that
way. You see the movies. You see what could happen. I guarantee there's probably... Well, I can't guarantee they won't end up with a dead stripper. But, you know, based on the movies, it is a possibility.
Sure.
One you have to accept.
Or a small Asian man in the trunk.
That's right.
Sure. But what happens if Vegas stays in Vegas? So it doesn't really matter.
It never stays.
Sometimes it comes back home with you and you got to go to the doctor.
Oh, stop it. See, you are making it worse.
No, let him go.
Don't nag him and don't make him feel guilty about it.
And don't call him and text him every five minutes because that's the worst. When you're with your boys and
so
a girl calls you like every 10 minutes. Oh, your girl blowing you up, man.
Guys do the same thing, though. Do you know guys get jealous when their girl goes on a fun girls trip? So do that. Go do something with your friends. Look at it as an opportunity to do something fun.
Look, my wife.
Get to know the fiance.
Yeah.
Do a little girls trip with her,
Because my wife went to Vegas for her bachelorette party, and I'll admit it. I was like, oh, great. You're going to be around a bunch of dudes with six packs at the pool, and they're all looking good and stuff.
Yeah.
But they had fun. I know they didn't do anything wrong.
Or at least you like to think they didn't do anything.
Yeah, of course. In my head, nothing happened. Yeah, we all good.
Mm-hmm.
I did have my buddy at my bachelor party who had to check in with his girlfriend Remember this guy? He had to go back from the beach to our room to go FaceTime with his girl.
Oh.
Every 3 hours.
No way.
That is a beating.
Oh,
that is a beating.
That's
man.
Not cute.
We were at the club dancing, and then we're like, where's E? And he was like, oh, he had to go check in with his girl. And sure enough, he came back about an hour later.
Such a mess.
Don't
I mean,
be that
I want to be with someone that wants to. Be like, hey, I miss you, or hey, you know, I can't wait to see you.
Right.
That checks in because they want to, not like you have to check in.
Yeah, we'll check in at
all the time.
We'll check in at the airport when we leave.
And when we come back.
And when we arrive. And then, yeah, when we get back.
Hey, baby, I made it to the airport coming home.
Yeah.
It was a fun week.
It was a fun week.
Yeah. It makes a girl's night
to
wake up.
Sure.
Love letters to Kelly.
My turn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been with the same guy for 10 years.
Wow.
Caps lock. We have a child together, have a home together, and still aren't married. Mm. Oh, that hasn't bothered.
Is this in all caps or are you just yelling?
Just those parts are in all caps,
okay.
Kelly. That hasn't bothered me until now that our child is asking questions on why we don't have the same name. I've been engaged so long that I took off my engagement ring and I put it away in my jewelry box for what I thought was safekeeping. So after a while, I got sad and I wanted to put it back on. And I realized that it wasn't there.
Oh.
When I asked him about it, he stated, I should have kept up with it better. He didn't seem mad or anything that it was gone. Asked our family about it. And it comes out that he had taken my engagement ring to the pawn shop and never paid on it.
Oh.
So it's gone.
Oh, man.
I am totally crushed.
I don't blame you.
First, for basically having my ring taken from me. And two, for him lying to me about it.
What a crappy, crappy thing to do.
I'm now thinking
I would use the cuss word, but I can't because it's family radio.
I'm thinking this is 10 years of my life wasted. I'm so hurt. I don't feel like I'll ever get over this and our relationship's over. I love him still, but I feel as though he keeps me around now because it's convenient and familiar, not because he actually cares that I'm here. Am I crazy or should I just move on, Talisha?
Talisha, obviously getting married is not priority for him and... It's probably not going to happen.
Man, that he did
that,
though.
That's awful.
That's your ring.
That's awful. And to be so flippant and blasé about it, like, you should have kept up with it better. Yeah. Just, what a horrible, horrible thing to do.
Sometimes I'm embarrassed to be a guy.
It is awful.
That's pretty bad.
But it's one of those situations, like, where you've got 10 years in, and you've got to really see, maybe just really, literally sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and do a pro and a con column. And like the pros, why I'm here with this and why I shouldn't be with him.
Pretty big con right there.
I mean, a big pro is you do have a family together and you know, list all the great things about his personality and your relationship. But then the fact that
the ring
was just so disrespectful.
I want to be able to forgive
that's
that.
That's awful. But do you throw away 10 years of a relationship because of one thing? If it's ongoing, I'm not verbalizing this very well. I can tell I'm not.
You can tell
I've got remnants of pain pill in my head.
He's stringing her along, clearly, 10 years being engaged.
Yeah, it's not priority for him, so you have to decide this is ultimately not going to be what we have, so am I okay with this and can I live with it?
10 years
but
better
once
than 12.
But once you make that decision, a lot of people are together and never get married.
I know,
yeah.
I know,
look at gay couples and stuff that you know,
you can make it work.
You can make it
work.
She
wants to be married, though.
She wants to, but you have to decide, is it worth it? Am I willing to stake? I've got to be married just to be married, or is it because I want to be with him? You know, is it worth giving up the dream of being married to stay with him?
And would you want to look at the other side, too, where he's not a guy that makes the right choices when it comes to their relationship?
That's horrible.
That is something that could have been, I know, you pawn something off because you clearly need the money, but there's a way about it.
Yeah, there is. And people do, you know, like couples hide money from each other and stuff. This stuff happens. But the fact that he was,
at the end of the
day,
it's such
a sentimental thing.
And he lied.
The fact that he lied about it. And I guess because he doesn't want to deal with it, he's not giving in to the fact that he did something really crappy and... I don't know. You just need to make a list of pros and cons is why you should stay in this relationship. I'm not going to tell you to leave him. I'm not going to tell you that because if this is the only thing and you've got 500 other examples of great things and then this one really bad thing, it's really bad.
Yeah.
But he didn't cheat on you.
Now when
he didn't do, you know, you got away.
Yeah.
What's right for you and
nice
for your child.
You're nice with me on that.
I know. I would have been outie.
I'm not saying leave me, though, but I'd been out on that one.
When you speak of couples that hide money from each other, how much do you have on the side, Kelly?
Oh, I don't have anything hidden. We've only been married a month. Give me a time.
Alan, text me how much money you have.
Got to hide.
Hidden from Kelly. Just text me. I won't tell her.
We won't say anything. Put it in the group text.
She took the ring off, and how long was the ring? Like he's saying, you know, it wasn't. She put the ring away, so it was just, the ring is just an object.
She was,
you know, people lose rings, but it's the what it represents that he did it behind her back, and she wasn't wearing it anyway, so he's thinking it's not that important to her anyway. She doesn't know what's going on in his head.
We are getting texts that say, why would she even take off the ring? Because she was upset with him. She was upset.
And, yeah, and she gave up the idea, but the ring doesn't make you married.
No.
I can be married without a ring.
Absolutely.
I don't want to be because I really like my ring. It's really cool.
But the ring is a promise, and he wasn't keeping up with that promise.
Right.
So she's like, why am I going
to
wear this
ring
promise?
He gave the ring to shut her up.
Yeah.
Or maybe the ring to him was enough of a commitment. I gave you the ring. Why do we need to go to the courthouse? People have different values when it comes to marriage, especially now.
Yeah. Word.
Do your list. Pros and cons.
That's
just like Kelly said.
Do.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend has recently become friends with a woman I used to date.
Ooh.
She asked if I had done laundry with her, and I said no.
Well, that was a lie, I'm guessing.
Then she asked her if she had done laundry with me,
she said no.
Oh, okay, good.
We are both lying.
Yeah.
What?
Now they are friends on Facebook and Snapchat. First of all, why would a woman want to befriend her man's ex?
Because it's a sick little twisted game we play.
They even joke about their personal life as far as laundry. Should I be worried?
Yeah, you should.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Because there's no way one day your wife's going to get mad and she's going to be dumping on the new friend. And I guarantee you it's going to come out.
You need one drunken night.
You need to move, homeboy. Yeah. Steve, you need to move to another state.
Well, you need to tell your wife the truth.
And move.
Why would you even ask him if you hooked up with this girl? Like, what comes of it? If you ask him, hey, did you hook up with her?
Yeah, girls ask questions like, they
girls,
shouldn't.
Yeah.
I know. We just are curious and nosy. But it's going to come out.
It's going to come out. Of course it is.
And now that you've both lied, she's like, well, what do you have to hide? Why wouldn't you just tell me the truth? Well, why do you want to be friends with my ex-girlfriend anyway? That's kind of weird, too.
Yeah,
it is. It is very.
You have to come clean on that because it's coming out.
Yeah.
So you might as well be the one.
Take that into consideration.
Yeah. Take it into consideration.
Take it into consideration.
All right.
That's a bad one.
Love letters.
That's a weird
one. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 30. My boyfriend is 39. I've been with him going on 4 years now. We don't live together and still go our separate ways at the end of the night. We have been through a lot in the 4 years we've been together, but one problem is he still lives with his mom and sister. This past Christmas, he even hinted about how he was going to ask me to marry him, but there's still been no ring and no questions asked. Mm. Kelly, I'm hoping you can give me some advice on what to do. Should I just move on or hope that he eventually wants to leave his mom and sister and start a new life with me, Mandy?
If he's not talking plans for the future and making concrete plans, then this isn't a realistic situation. You're hanging on to an idea and to a dream and to a hope when it's not reality. He talked about it once and never brought it up again.
Yeah.
If you're not talking about the future and envisioning a life together, it doesn't sound like it's going anywhere.
It's not even just talking about it. It's actually following through with actions.
Exactly.
Guys will do what they want. And at some point, if they don't come around and they keep saying they're going to, you can't live in a fictional world.
On a dream and a hope and a wish. And I wonder what he's thinking. No, if a man is going to let you know that he's serious when it's time. So, I think you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
That's a 39-year-old boy.
39 live with mama and sister.
Yeah. Unless there's a health issue or something.
There are different reasons for it. You know, I'm not here to judge that part of it. I'm just telling you, he is not talking the talk. He's not walking the walk. It's time for you to move on and find somebody else.
Boom! That right there is Love Letters to Kelly.
It is.
If you would like to write our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, go to KidNation.com. We have a tab set up. We do it every Wednesday and on Mondays, too.
Yeah.
You give a little extra love letters to Kelly on a Monday. Coming up next, what has Jenna's mom been up to?
Candy.
Candy got a new job and potential new talk show. If this goes well.
Really?
Yes. Please tune in to the first episode of Plant Chat. Coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna Owens.
JC Chavez.
We had something come through via text.
What?
It's a video of you. Before we get into Plant Chat here with
Candy
Owens.
Jenna?
Yeah. Jenna was talking about how she couldn't open up.
Am I clothed?
Yeah, you're clothed.
Oh, good.
Can we play it on the radio?
That's always my first question.
Well, Jenna told us she had a breakdown last night because she couldn't open up her sleep water.
Dream water. This stuff I'm trying. It's like natural stuff, but I don't know. I think I was just tired or feeling stressed, and I lost it. So, I'm crying about how I'm always going to be alone. I have no one to help me.
So you sent the video to a select few people.
Yeah, a few friends who thought I was pathetic.
So some of those friends are really great producers of the show, I think, because they sent us the video you sent them.
Awesome.
Here is Jenna having a break.
Oh, my gosh. This is like really personal.
It's pretty funny, though, because, again,
I look terrible. Don't post the video.
She's breaking down because she can't open a bottle.
I just got upset because I can't open this. And then it made me think I'm all alone and I have no one to open it for me.
Oh, she got the bottom lip poked out. Kid TV. Yeah, watch her on Kid TV.
I can't even watch that back. I look terrible. I'm genuinely crying. It was a low moment for me. I was super upset.
We all have those. Yeah, we all have those moments, you know, where you just, it's okay to just cry when you get frustrated.
Yeah, I do.
Why not?
I don't know. I lost it.
Luckily, you documented that. And luckily,
of course, because I felt like less alone if I could snap it to friends.
Of course. And luckily, your mom has been documenting her work voyage for us, because she was working at a restaurant.
Yes.
And she said, nah, that's not the life for me. I want to go into the flower shop business.
Right. Well, she was, you know, my mom's not as young as she used to be. And so she still, you know, wants to work part time. And I love it. I'm like, help me, help you.
Sure.
Kind of deal. And she's great. But it's a struggle as you get older to, you know, to find, when you haven't worked in a long time, to find work and find something that fits you.
Yeah.
And she's so social. Candy is way more social than I am.
She is.
And she's great with people. So she wants to interact with people. So she got a job at a florist. She loves flowers. And she's been learning about flowers. And this florist, Saboya Fine Flowers, they're awesome, right? Their staff there is so great. I've stopped by to see her a few times. And she's been loving working there, and they're great on social media, which is so fun. So I've been following them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they have some younger people working there, and they'll post, like, they do cool arrangements for shows and for restaurants. And anyway, so I come across a story of candy. I see candy in one of their Instagram stories, and the bit is called Plant Chat with Candy.
Plant chat.
So every week she's featuring a different kind of, like, a different species of plant or flower they have, and they have some exotic stuff in there.
Yeah.
And you guys, this is so fun and so funny. Candy's adorable, but these videos are great. So I have one for you.
Al, are you ready to have some plant knowledge?
Oh, dude,
crammed into your brain.
I am. Gather around your computers, kids. Let's watch Plant Chat.
Plant Chat with Candy. Here, Kelly, are you ready too?
I'm so ready.
Here you go.
Hello, welcome to Plant Chat with Candy. Today, we are going to be talking about the orchid. Isn't it lovely? Did you know that there are 25,000 species of orchids that you can choose from?
I didn't know that.
And they're on every continent except Antarctica.
It's very articulate.
I did not know that.
There you go.
I did not know that either.
Wow.
All that knowledge was just dropped in 20 seconds.
There's 25,000 species of orchids.
Yes.
And they can grow anywhere but Antarctica.
It is hard. I went in there, her boss asked her a question. I pointed out a flower. I'm like, what's that? And I didn't realize I was quizzing her. And her boss was like, you know what that is, Candy? And Candy just rattled it off. She's been loving learning about the flowers.
Oh, that's
She's
good.
So happy. She's loving her job. And I love Plant Chat. So hopefully we'll have one of those a week.
Should we buy her a plant book?
Oh, a book of plants.
Yeah.
I think she's learning from the people that work there, that know everything. They have these roses you can bend I don't know if you've seen roses, you can bend the petals back.
Uh-huh.
Like, they actually all bend back. So the way the rose looks after it's bloomed. It's crazy. There's just flowers I've never seen before. Flowers are
so
cool.
So she's doing the actual arrangements?
No, she wants to learn how to do arrangements. But no, she's just doing customer service, taking orders, that kind of thing.
Plant chat.
Plant chat.
Dropping every week, I think, right?
Yeah.
She's dropping one every week?
Well, they wanted her to do it every day, and she said no.
That's too much.
Yeah, you can't.
You got to keep them wanting more.
That's too much. The business shouldn't do that either.
Or put it up in the contracts. You want Candy to be a 5-day-a-week show, you got to pay her accordingly.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Dang right.
You know, it's not special when it's every day.
Of course not.
She's beaming, though. She'll tell me little facts every day. She was at our pool party. She said she was going to stop by on Sunday. I heard her telling Justin about, part-time Justin, about plants, and he was very interested.
I can't wait for next week's plant.
Yeah.
We learned about orchids.
You guys have any requests? I kind of want to learn a little more about succulents and cacti.
Okay, succulents. I would like to learn about the stargazers.
Stargazer lilies. Those are Candy's favorite flowers,
by
the way.
I would like to know about that.
How about petunias?
Petunias, yes.
Is that the only flower you could think of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it a chrysanthemum a plant?
It's a flower?
Yeah.
I want to learn about that, just because it's a funny
mum.
Word.
They call them mums for short.
Mum.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's hearing this.
I'll keep it real with the carnation.
Also, one of my favorite children's books, Chrysanthemum.
Yeah. Haven't read that one.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay, so Saboya.
Saboya. Yeah, Saboya. That's the name of the shop.
Yeah, and that's Spanish for onion, right? Yeah,
that means onion in Spanish. Saboya.
C-E-B-O-L-L-A, Saboya.
Saboya, yeah.
Onion.
So, yeah, well, follow them on Instagram because they, Candy's going to do plant chat, and it's just a fun little thing to watch.
Saboya. And what kind of plant is she learning from you, Jenna? You're teaching her anything?
No. I can't keep anything alive.
Today's plant is the cannabis.
Stop.
Oh, that's blatant right there.
There are over 25,000 species of cannabis all across the country.
They grow in Afghanistan and the United States, anywhere but Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Oh, Candy, we love you. Thank you for that. Plant chat next week. It's coming at you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Meaning whatever topic you like, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And talk about whatever you like. It is Whatever Wednesday.
Yep.
Now, before we take your calls here and get to the text, I told you guys I went to the store meaning to buy some toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up seeing a Nintendo Switch, and I came home with the Nintendo Switch.
Did you get the toilet paper?
No. Totally forgot because I got so excited they actually had it. Went back and got it. No worries.
All right. Good.
But I set it up. I got that Mario Kart game. My son's been asking to play that game for months now. Since Christmas, he's been asking and begging.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a star chart. He finally got it all the way up to where we were able to buy it because he earned it.
Okay.
And we started playing, and my wife was watching us play. And I'm just whooping his butt.
Of course.
You know, because I've played Mario Kart in the past. I'm a seasoned vet. And she pulled me aside and she goes, "Don't you think you should let him win a couple times?"
Mm.
And I looked at her and I said,
"How old is your son again?"
He's 5. And I said, "Absolutely not." No. Because I don't want him to learn that people are going to let you win. I want him to earn that first win, and he'll get it eventually.
Yeah, there are a couple of schools of thought on that.
But
yeah, a lot of people believe you should let him win and make him feel good about himself.
Right. But he's gotten to the point where he comes like in second, third, fourth place, and he's super stoked about that.
Well, if there's two of you playing, then he can't help but come.
Well, there's computer players. There's like 8 racers. Okay. And I told her, I was like, "Look, he's learning how to beat the computer, and now he has something to strive for to beat me."
Yeah.
And eventually he'll get there. Trust me, he will beat me one day. That there comes a time, every dad's told me, that the son will win.
You will.
And so I told her, I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to let him win because I don't want to raise a kid that expects something. I want him to earn things.
Like Alex said, there is a way you could let him win without you letting him know you're letting him win.
Give him that boost of confidence.
And maybe sprinkle it in. Like, "Oh, wow, you're beating me." You know, I mean, I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
I see exactly what you're saying.
I mean, you could say I could pretend like I'm letting him win, but...
But I also don't want to deal with my kid pouting and mad and throwing the, you know, temper tantrum when I beat her again.
So right.
It's like every once in a while you let him win.
Yeah, once they get the taste of winning, then it gets tough because he will want to win all the time after that. So yeah. I figure once he does get it, he'll learn. But okay. He hasn't thrown any temper tantrums beating him. So I figure I'll just keep this going. He'll learn it on his own, right?
You do what works for you.
I'm not a parent, so I can't totally weigh in, but I think I would be the same as you.
You're competitive, though. Yeah.
I'm competitive, and I grew up in a world where not every kid got a prize for everything. You know, trying out for soccer teams, people lost. People didn't get to play. It was, and I feel like it made me a better person because of it. There was rejection. I mean, he's very young.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were times that you have to teach him how to lose.
You got
to
teach them how to lose.
Exactly. And to
how
be
to
a good loser.
Well, to
and
be to be a good yeah. loser. And to feel really proud when you actually win. Yeah.
And be humble when you win.
And to be a good
humble
winner. Because I know you're probably the one that's probably, "Booyah!" Yeah, in your face, Kesa.
Do you do that?
Who's
no.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
That's yeah, right, don't right. do that.
You
either.
Are daddy.
Part of me wants to do it in my head, and I'm like, no, because that's how he'll learn to be. That's how he'll learn to be a winner.
Then you drop the controller right kind of in his face, like boom.
Walk out the room. Keep practicing. Tell me when you're good enough. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I don't want him to be that kind of winner when he starts winning at stuff. Again, our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK.
We're doing whatever Wednesday. Michael, you have a question for us.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask Kelly and you, since you have experience with home buying.
And Big Al.
I'm looking to buy a home, and I'm 19, and I don't really know what I'm looking for. And I don't want to get into the wrong kind of home.
Right.
Wow. Well, the
Man,
first thing you need to do.
Congratulations. Yeah. You're looking that way.
The first thing you need to do is go find out how much house you can afford.
Right.
That's the mm-hmm. very first thing you should do, because it does no good to go out there and look at houses that are so far out of your price range. And then when you do start looking at ones you can afford, right. you're not going to be happy.
Do you make pretty good money right now? I'm not being nosy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
I'm working in the oil right now.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
I would recommend this, and I recommend this to my own son. Put your house on a 15-year mortgage if you can afford it, as opposed to a 30.
To get okay? it done faster.
To get it done faster.
You'll have higher payments.
The payment will be a little bit higher, but, man, you'll be so... You're 20 now. Man, when you're 35, your house will be paid for? Ooh, holy smokes.
Maybe even faster if you do a little principal on top
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful investment. But get pre-qualified before you even go and look.
Yeah. Good luck, man. Good luck.
And
thank you.
You're a single guy, right?
Yes, sir.
Make sure you get a single guy house. So a 2-bedroom, 1,500 square foot home, maybe a little bit smaller than that would be perfect for you. Don't go getting that 3,000 square foot home.
But you
or
also want to get a house. You buy a house to resell it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you can afford to get into a 3-bedroom, 2-bath comfortably,
doesn't hurt.
If you can do it comfortably, always buy a house thinking, I'm not living in this forever. I'm going to be selling it again.
Thanks for working in the oil fields, dog.
Yeah, man.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Odessa, Midland area.
All right, Permian Basin. What's happening?
There you go. Hey, good luck with the house, Michael. Keep us posted, man, if you end up getting it. All right, buddy.
Yes, sir.
19 years old, buying a house.
Hey, got your head on your shoulders.
Lord have mercy. Good job, homeboy.
I'm thinking when I was 19. I'm
thinking about
it. Barely could pay my truck.
Yeah.
JC from the text. April wrote us and said, my husband owns a shaved ice food truck.
Hey, yeah.
And we were recently at a festival where there were a lot of taco stands posted up, shout out. And they sold the weirdest thing. It was a corn cob smothered in mayonnaise and seasoned with chili pepper. What is up with that? Have you tried it? Yes.
You have?
Of course.
Is there a name for it?
Esquites. Or some people just call it Mexican street rice corn. When you go to Mexico, like Mexico City proper, you go to every corner, they'll have those at night. And they are the most delicious things you've ever... Sometimes they'll shave off the corn and just put it in a cup for you.
In Miami, I got that. But it had a lot of... Is it cojita cheese?
Cheese, yeah. They have cheese, mayo, chili.
Mayo, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Some lime juice in there.
All right.
You can get it at some cool, authentic Mexican restaurants.
Huh.
It is the most delicious thing you'll ever have.
Eat some corn!
Yes, sir. Definitely eat some corn.
And the lime.
I'll try that to get me in a fair now.
And if you want to be fancy.
I like mayonnaise and I like corn.
And if you want to be fancy, when you go to the Mexican restaurant.
What can go wrong?
Ask for esquites and they'll be like.
Esquites.
Esquites. And they'll be like, well, you know the proper name for it. So they'll give you, they'll treat you extra nice with it. There you go.
No. Don't ask for that.
I don't think you want to see that one.
Song.
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
Mike.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Just hitting on the way into work. I just had to talk to JC this morning about that video game thing.
Oh, yeah?
All right. So when we were kids, right, we played video games all night long to learn how to play the game.
Right.
Okay. And we just kept on pressing on, and we became good at it.
Right.
So I agree with you. You just got to let him play and learn and learn and learn until he wins.
So you're with me on don't let him win. Let him earn his stripes.
Do not let him win. You know, he's going to hit that first plateau where he's going to win that first game. He's going to go crazy, and then you're going to see that joy, and you're going to look at your wife and going to say, see, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to be extra proud because of that. See, that's a Nintendo vet right there, Mike, telling the truth. That's what that is.
But you hate to lose also, Jason.
I do hate to lose, but I'm going to lose eventually.
You're going to
pout. I already know that.
Man,
thanks, Mike. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
So you have a question that dates back to December, huh?
I do. Wow. I was wondering, I know that you all had that robbery and you were going on an investigation. Did you ever figure out who that was?
No, no, we didn't, as far as we know.
We're pretty sure we got a face to the person who we think did it, but we never, nothing ever came of it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
But we got a lot of great security up here now. It's on lockdown.
Yeah.
Lots of cameras.
I wanted to say really quick, I have been a super fan of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I listen to your podcast, Kelly, and if I miss the show in the morning, I listen to the K-Pod. So I'm obsessed with you all. So I'm so excited.
Well, thank you.
By the way, shout out to the Moni cameras we got up. Yeah, try to break in here. We're going to catch you all day long with our cameras now.
Don't challenge them.
Yeah, I'm not challenging. I'm just letting you know. You're going to be on camera. They're even, they can see through hoodies. Just in case.
Just in case.
All right, JC.
It's that thermal vision.
I don't want people to take that for early. Thermal vision. Hi, Erica.
Hey. Oh, I'm so glad I drive through a dead zone. I just got out of it. I was so nervous it was going to drop.
We're alive again. We're alive again. So you have a very interesting question. I like your question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thanks. So I remember hearing y'all say that at the end of every year, you get to choose a soundbite that you want to drop for the new year, just like unflattering ones or ones y'all don't like.
Yeah.
I wanted to know which one each of y'all dropped this year.
Well, we would like to choose ones that we want to drop, but they never get dropped. If there was a drop that I hate the most, it's from my, I think it was my 25th birthday, and Shannon decided to bust out the recorder, and I'll admit it, I was drunk, because I tell you I was drunk on it.
I was drunk.
Yes.
That's the truth, and if you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
I would love to get rid of that forever and not and have it not exist.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. If you want to prove that truth wrong, you're wrong.
And the things I don't like is when they're taken out of context. Like,
but that's what makes it funny.
I know, but then it just makes me sound horrible. I hate you. Well, that one I don't care about. You can leave that one
in.
Do
you have one you hate, Kelly?
That's the one. The reason I said that one is because my contractors wouldn't get out of my house. This was a long time ago. This is not the people I use now.
White
flour. and they wouldn't leave. And so it got to the point where every day I'd walk home and be like, and I wouldn't say it literally, but I'd be like, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. And so that's where that came from. Mm. I hate police.
No, she doesn't.
See, I didn't say that. That was me like saying something somebody else said, because you know I don't feel that way.
And you got to recognize, too, that we've learned the hard way. You can't reveal things that you're scared of or things that you hate, because then it will definitely not get deleted.
It'll live forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate my singing clips. I cringe. It's awful. I hate the singing clips of me.
Well, thanks for calling and thanks
for
listening.
I'm pregnant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jenna also is not a big fan of
what? You can't handle it.
No,
I just wanted to say, though, Kenzie's my favorite.
Oh, my wife? She's my favorite, too.
Yes, Kenzie's my favorite. I love all of you, but she always cracks me up, even though she's not on the show.
Oh, thank you. She'll love that. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling, Erica.
Yeah, listening for so long.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
It's time to retire that.
Nah, we should keep that one
for retire it this year.
Oh, we have some, we were talking about Kanye West earlier. Sarah, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How are y'all?
Good.
Wonderful.
You had some input with the Kanye West dealings?
You know what? I do. I can sort of relate with kind of what he's going through, but I've been smoking pot for 15 years, and I am one happy camper, let me tell you.
Of course you are. You're high.
it's different for everybody, but, I mean, I never went crazy or anything, so I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just Kanye, but
yeah, he has his own issues.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying he has his own mental issues. Whether he smokes pot or not, so it might affect him differently.
We'll have you on next time we do Plant Chat.
Yes.
Right.
Well, hey, I mean, I don't have my own plans, but you know,
because that's illegal, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Do a quick shout out.
Sure. Do a shout out.
The Air Horn Man.
Oh, Airhorn.
Airhorn Man.
Wow.
That's how long I've been listening. And to Ryan Raspberry, he's a savior in my eyes. Your brother, Kelly.
Amazing.
How's he feel about all that pot smoking you're doing?
He's glad I'm still here.
Okay, good.
Put it that way.
Okay, good.
He would say Jesus put it on this earth, I guess.
Yeah.
Or God put it on this earth for us.
Oh, man. Thank you, baby.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day, Sarah. Thank you for being awesome. Look at that.
Because I'm high!
Her biggest she loves your brother.
That's good. My brother's awesome.
Yeah.
He is.
But not a big pot fan, is he?
Well, he's in the ministry. I don't think he.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.